Newsmakers Podcast is on the road this week. We headed down to Miami for the 2011 Daikin AC sales meeting. With the theme of Daikin on the move, the city has not seen this much excitement since Blanche Devereaux was calling Miami home. Anybody get the Golden Girl reference? Anyway, we got a chance to sit down with Dave Lucas, VP of Distributor Sales, to talk about Daikin and the HVAC market in general. Enjoy, and we'll see everybody on the other side. All right, I'm at the Daikin National Sales Meeting with Dave Lucas, Vice President of Distribution Sales. Thanks for joining us right now.
Well, thank you for being here.
Absolutely. Talk a little bit about the, you did it last night too, about the state of the industry. There have been a couple rough years, but what you see for this year and in the short term and long term.
Well, you know, the last several years obviously have really pushed the industry down. The recession has caused a lot of conventional sales channels to reach into each other just to try to maintain their market share and the volume that they need to stay in business. We've seen a lot of attrition that hasn't been replaced. And what we have right now, not only with an optimistic view over the next few years of growth for the market, we see new technologies coming in, and now with the acceptance of standardizations and ratings protocols to the Department of Energy, a real opportunity for a paradigm shift in what consumers are looking for and the value of their air conditioning, the cost of its operation, and the comfort level of their homes. So,
yeah, can you talk a little about the ratings that are coming out and how that's going to affect Daikin and this segment of the industry?
Yeah, well, you know, being a regulated industry where the benchmarks are really set by not only the Department of Energy, but also local codes and standards who reference that as the requirement for installing systems and applications there, you really have to have those things in place before the mainstream market will allow you to participate. So those of us that have brought and introduced some new technologies to the market, i.e. Complete digital systems that are variable volume, variable capacity, we've really been operating under a waiver to that for up until today's date. And under that waiver, you are limited on the consumer base that's willing to accept your claims because mm-hmm. they're not really certified claims.
Sure.
So, you know, with these standards now, we fall into the same fold as the conventional systems do. And we're able to be looked at and evaluated for our merits that can stand up against the merits of other type systems.
Last night you were talking about the technology adoption life cycle. Can you talk a little bit about that and how that is going to affect Daikin here in the next in the short term?
Yeah, it actually comes from a book that was published in the 80s by Jeffrey Moore, and he talked about how a market will adopt a technology and it will become its norm. And we've gone through a rapid pace in the last 20 years of many technologies infiltrating many different industries, and you've seen life cycles of industries come and go in a very short span of time. A great one is the computer market, where, you know, it just wasn't that long ago where I was buying a word processor for the admin people in my office, and then suddenly we were into PCs, and the processors started doubling their capacity every 18 months, and, you know, you could buy a laptop and within 3 years it was obsolete. You know, that type of impact to the technology that basically controls the refrigeration cycle hasn't happened yet. And with the now digitalization and some of the control capabilities of managing refrigerant circuits, you're going to see that happen here. And you're going to see things such as inverter technology and compressors literally change the configuration of an operating system to where nobody can afford to ignore it. And all manufacturers are going to have to look for ways to integrate that type of technology into their own systems. And the one thing is that you do have a very mature group of manufacturers who have been doing this for a long time outside the U.S., and they're coming in with very, very strong, well-established products that are very efficient, and the impacts that they have to the consumer base are in every category, whether it's the total cost of construction on a job or whether it's the overall operating cost, the impact is such that nobody can ignore it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about the meeting here and what you guys hope to accomplish by getting everyone together here in Miami?
Yeah, well, you know, we have a lot of updates happening within our own organization. We're now just really celebrating our actual financial year of 2010. Which we bring our customers in typically after the close of that and provide them with a report on how we're doing. So that was actually our fifth year incorporated here in the United States, and there's a lot of things happening at Daikin right now that we're looking to take advantage of operating at that next level of activity in the market and volume for ourselves. So we just have a lot of updates both within our organization as well as with our product and our capabilities. And we're excited about it, and we want them to get excited about it. And we see this huge opportunity for this paradigm shift, and we don't want anybody that works with us to miss out on a piece of it. So.
Sure. It sounds like you guys have had incredible growth here in America. I know you guys said you're number one worldwide, but in America, it really seems to be growing quickly.
Yeah, it has been. And you know, for somebody to manage the type of growth that we've had within our organization, it's been pretty challenging. We are the new kid on the block still, and so, you know, we're going up against a lot of people who have had a long time to establish their capabilities here. And with us, we've gone from zero, you know, to this year we'll be just under $200 million. You know, we have a thought in the back of our brain to where we can start talking billion. And so, you know, and putting in all of the infrastructure, hiring the quality people, getting them on board, and we have great passionate people throughout our organization that are helping us build things for the very first time. So that's exciting for us. And you know, our customers are very frank and open and honest with us, and they let us know what we need to do better, and we're so grateful for that as well. So that's what this meeting is about showing them where we're at and hearing from them where we need to go.
Sounds great. There's been a lot of good information. I appreciate you taking the time. Let's get back to the meeting.
Kyle, thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Hope everyone enjoyed the conversation. Thanks for the download. I tell you to check us out on achrnews.com, but I'm assuming you're there already. Anyway, good times, everybody.